Welcome to the management's comments on Camil Alimentos' third quarter 2021 results. This is a special quarter marked by the entry of recent acquisitions that expand our capacity to generate business. We reached gross revenues of 2.6 billion BRL in the quarter, leading to the 10 billion BRL mark of the last 12 months of 2021. We are reaching a new level to further consolidate Camil as one of the largest food platforms in Latin America. We announced several acquisitions in the period, with diversification of categories in Brazil and business expansion in South America. First, we announced the expansion of our operations into Ecuador. We acquired the rice business from Dajahu, a leader in the aged rice segment with high growth potential in the country. Camil and IFC entered into a letter of intent for the financing of 100% of the acquisition, which reinforces our search for the best financing options, costs, and terms, in addition to our commitment to ESG. In December, through the shareholders' meeting, we also completed the incorporation of Santa Amália in Brazil. Santa Amália is the fourth largest company in the pasta segment in the country, with leadership in the state of Minas Gerais. This leadership in a region that, since the IPO, we have reinforced our interest in strengthening our operations, brings an important growth potential to our other categories in Brazil. Furthermore, we will use our positioning in other regions to expand the pasta category through our distribution and sales force. And we did not stop at pasta. One of our highlights of the last Camil Day was the announcement of the company's entry into the coffee business. We first announced the acquisition of the Seleto brand, the launch of União-branded coffee, and then the investment made in the company called Café Bom Dia. The three announcements put us in a new position to enter the category in 2022 on the right foot. Today, our operation with Café Bom Dia allows us to reach a production capacity close to 40,000 tons. In addition, we announced the acquisition of Silcom, a company in Uruguay that will provide for the company's expansion in the Uruguayan domestic market and will also allow us to gain know-how in this new category that is gaining momentum in healthiness and convenience among consumers. Camil has a consistent history of growth and expansion of market share through acquisitions. These latest transactions reinforce our strategic objectives of acquiring relevant brands and assets in South America in new categories and new geographies. Moving now to the results and highlights of the period. In regards to volume, we posted 10% sales volume increase in Brazil when compared to the previous year. In the international segment, as expected, there was a 15% reduction due to lower availability of raw materials for sales in Uruguay. Net revenue was 2.3 billion BRL in the quarter, up 14% year-on-year. Gross profit was 472 million BRL with a margin of 21% in a quarter. EBITDA of 201 million BRL with a margin of 8.8%. And finally, net income of 120 million with a margin of 5% in the period. Starting the analysis with our operating results, the rice category posted a 20% growth, reaching 195,000 tons in the quarter. It is worth noting that the comparative base for the second half of 2020 was affected by a reduction in sales, leading to higher inventory levels at retailers in the period. The average raw material market price reached 71 BRL per bag in the quarter, a reduction from the 100 real level in the same period of last year. The market price movement for rice was slightly below last year's average, but with less volatility when compared to 2020. We continue to see price stability with an increase in the level of rice inventories in Brazil during the period. In the bean category, volumes reached 30,000 tons, up 20% in a quarter. The average market price of the raw material was 254 BRL per bag in the quarter, up 7%. Camil's gross price remained stable quarter on quarter. In the sugar category, volume totaled 138,000 tons, a drop of 7% in the quarter. Sugar presents a challenging scenario of rising costs, with the average market price of the raw material in the quarter increasing 55% year-on-year. Camille's gross price grew 58%. In the fish category, volumes totaled 7,000 tons, down 14% in the quarter. Camille's gross price grew 13% in the quarter, reflecting the increase in raw material acquisition costs. We highlight the difficulty in sardine origination and good local catch of tuna. And now the newest category, which is the pasta category in Brazil. In November, we concluded the acquisition of Santa Amália, and in the last month of the quarter, we reported the results of the category in the period. The November volume of the operation reached 7,000 tons. We will monitor market prices to follow this category through the local wheat prices available from CEPEA Esalqui. In the quarter, the market indicator for the average price of wheat reached 1,601 BRLs and 90 cents per bag, an increase of 25% over the previous year. It is not news to the pasta market that wheat prices have been increasing, driving up the acquisition cost of the raw material in recent years. We have been monitoring the movement and are building the groundwork to learn and operate the category and the market pass-throughs. In parallel, our focus to grow the category is concentrated in identifying and taking advantage of growth opportunities in the Minas region, as well as exploiting the expansion of the pasta category into regions where we already have a strong market position. In the international segment, sales volume reached 152,000 tons in the quarter, a 15% decline driven by the lower availability of raw materials in Uruguay for this year. This result was already expected in view of the reduction in the year-end inventory in this last crop season in the country. The volume was also impacted by the decrease in Peru due to the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in the country. The volume in Chile continues to show growth, and as a new development in this quarter, we started to consolidate the results of our acquisition in Ecuador. Jazahu's entry figures in the results started on the date of conclusion, that is, as of September 15. The volume in this period reached 16,000 tons. Finally, I would like to highlight that we have started a new cycle filled with challenges as we expand our capacity to generate business and focus on the fast and efficient integration of the M&As that we have completed, as well as the preparation of our entry into the coffee category. Now, to give you more details on our financial performance in the quarter, I will give the floor to Flávio. Please, Flávio, you may proceed. Thank you, Luciano. Starting with the financial performance analysis, gross revenue was 2.6 billion BRLs and net revenue was 2.3 billion in the quarter, up 14% from last year. Cost of sales and services for the quarter reached 1.8 billion BRLs and 18% growth driven by the increased raw material costs of sugar, beans, and international in the period. Taking these factors into consideration, gross profit was 472 million BRLs with a 21% margin in the quarter. SG&A for the period was 320 million BRLs, up 17% and equivalent to 14% of net revenue for the quarter, practically stable year on year. This indicator reflects the company's intense efforts to control expenses in the period. The nominal result reflects the increase in SG&A Brazil with sales growth and the increase in SG&A International with growth in general and administrative expenses of the segment. The other operating revenues amounted to 7 million BRLs due to the non-recurring effect of the sale of a fixed asset of ours in Chile. Taking all of these factors into account, EBITDA reached 201 million BRLs with a margin of 8.8% in a quarter. We highlight the 5% growth in sequential EBITDA. From the financial result point of view, we posted an expense of 25 million BRLs this quarter, a reduction of 14%, mainly due to higher expenses with interest on loans, derivatives, and exchange variation. Income tax and social contribution totaled an expense of 13 million BRLs, or 10% of the pre-tax result, due to the effects of the payment of interest on equity and the establishment of a tax incentive reserve. As a result, the net income was 120 million BRLs in the quarter, down 7% with a margin of 5.3%. The company's total debt was 3.6 billion, up 44% due to new funding to cope with the recently announced acquisitions. Net debt totaled 1.7 billion and LTM net debt over EBITDA was 2.3 times. CapEx for the period amounted to 734 million BRLs due to investments to migrate the manufacturing unit from São Paulo to Osasco and also recent acquisitions like the use of the Seleto brand in coffee, the acquisition of Santa Amália in pasta sector in Brazil, and the acquisition of Dajahu in Ecuador. Finally, working capital totaled 2 billion BRLs, a year-on-year reduction due to a decrease in the incentives program for the 2021 crop year and also inventories. This effect was partially offset by the growth in accounts receivable due to the increase in sales in the quarter and the increase in suppliers. Luciano, I and the investor relations team will be available to answer your questions on the results for the period on Friday, January 14th at 11 a.m. Brazil time. The link to the webcast and connection details are available on the investor relations website. Thank you all.